RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding. For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport with a side of carry-on.
Calling all my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away. Hey, it's going
down. Saturday morning here in the Triple M Towers. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Tommy, boys.
Good morning to me and good morning to you. But we haven't really heard from our mate Danny in a couple of moments because she's been easily distracted by an item she found in the studio.
I sometimes think of myself as my three-year-old daughter, Georgia, who gets distracted by things very, very easily.
The apple doesn't fall far from the
tree. I do not know why there is this incredible, how do you pronounce it, Gresh guitar in studio. Mm. Tommy, why has Triple M got this guitar?
It's clearly not for Xavier to play.
Are you giving it away on the station?
Yeah, why not? 1-3-3-5-3.
I've found a gold guitar, boys, and if you've been living under a rock, you wouldn't know this, but Beyonce is going viral for her new country album, Cowboy Carter.
Okay.
All right, so she released this album. She's teamed up on this album with Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson.
Oh, country superstars.
I'm talking country superstars, but while the world is focused on Beyonce on this fine Saturday morning, this Easter long weekend morning, here she is, Texas Hold'em, one of the best singles ever, I reckon. Okay. Like, look at this.
This is very good.
Listen, is she coming through? This is incredible. But while we're all fixated on Beyonce, I'll have you know that I have a secret talent too.
Okay, I'll turn Beyonce off.
Now, I thought I'd pick up the guitar and I'd welcome the Weekend Huddle listeners with a bit of this morning. while we're on the topic of Beyonce releasing an album.
We're going to get cancelled, Tommy.
This might be my first single. So here we go. Here we go. You got my mic on, Tommy? Here we go.
Let's go.
Weekend Huddle on a Saturday. Rhino and Tom say g'day.
No.
Tom's got some chalky eggs, but will he share them? Probably not because he's a greedy bastard. School holidays in Perth. Geez, they really bring you down to earth. Kids high on sugar and saying I'm bored. Parents walking around saying, oh, my Lord. Fremantle got the win last night. 3-0 heave, oh, almighty might. Luke Jackson on the show today. What will the unicorn have to say?
That was good. That was actually pretty good.
Yes there you go.
And it's a
happy week. Oh, no.
Hey, you know what?
Because you gave me 20 seconds to write.
I tell you what, I was coming at that with full ammunition, but you actually did half okay.
I'm excited for Luke Jackson on the show today. I'll write a few lines for Luke.
Do you know, just on Luke Jackson, I gave him the unicorn nickname.
I did.
He knows it. We're going to talk to him about it today.
Let's make this interview about Ryan, Tom.
Let's do it. Oh, you know I will anyway.
I've heard that he hates the nickname.
He does hate it, but it's his. You don't get to choose your nickname. All right?
Frio had a huge win last night, over 50,000 at Optus.
That's a record for them, a non-derby record. Well done to the Fremantle fans. Mm. They were super loud as I was down on the boundary and Ryan took my spot in the commentary box. He did a really good job. 92.9, Luke Jackson's on the way. Triple M, hey, Blink-182. Not as good as Danny. If you didn't hear it before, she belted out a tune on the guitar. It was actually very good,
there's
Dan.
There's a Perth guy. Forget his name. He's going to American Idol. Come on, Ryan. Straight from the Channel 7 newsroom. What's his name? He's going to American Idol from Perth. And I feel like when you hear stories of that, you hold hope that maybe one day.
Okay, all right. Hold on a minute. Now, what's happened here is she's gone. She's had a little riff. We haven't annihilated
Jason
it because
Anthony,
it was...
Jordan Anthony.
It was okay, Tommy, wasn't it? We were pleasantly surprised.
I must say,
Missy Higgins, but a younger version, perhaps.
15 years of talent trying to do songs. That was actually really good on the spot.
Yeah, but see, now the problem is we've pumped her up a little too much and she's thinking she's going to American Idol or she's the next Missy Higgins.
I'm thinking maybe every 15 minutes on the show today I might just sing.
Did you say younger than Missy Higgins too?
Yeah, how old do you think?
The same age.
No. Because when Scar came out, I was just learning how to play the piano. I have a feeling that...
Do you think she's like Carl Anthony Towns, Ryan?
Would you like to hear my backstory, Rhino?
Go on.
No. I think that I was quite young when Scar came out.
Right.
Did you want me to? She left a card. I can do it.
No, we're good with your
button. There we go.
I would say Missy's probably in her 40s, edging closer towards your age, Gus.
Yeah, okay.
I'm 33.
Okay. Let's talk about the Fremantle Dockers last night. Friday night game, 51,500. Packed house. They turned out. They are 3-0. Flag Mantle is back.
Can I pack
your bags.
My they cousins on dad's side of the family, the Italian fam side, they are diehard Freo and always have been. And they're from south of the river. For many years, they sort of, you know, still loyal to their boys, But there was a few times where they'd be hanging their head down.
Of course,
Last night, I see an Instagram story pop up of the families drinking, partying, Good Friday after the game, and they've all got their Fremantle
shirts. Oh, good on them.
I love it.
Got them out of the closet. They're wearing them, and it's good to see.
I'll tell you what, it's in a very encouraging start because last year they went like a busted ass at the start of the year, and it ruined their whole year. They lost games they shouldn't have lost. Now, you might say that Adelaide aren't going exactly beautifully, but it was a huge game for the Adelaide Crows. They're now 0-3.
And they started strong again. So again, Fremantle weren't quick out of the block.
Freo have now won six of their last 25 first quarters. Yeah. None this year. So they tend to start slow. And as you said, the Crows looked okay early. It was a messy game, Tommy. We were there. It was a very messy game. A lot of turnovers, a lot of pressure.
They held Crows scoreless in the last quarter. Is that right? The Crows didn't kick a goal?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
And I think they kicked five, maybe. Four or five in the last quarter.
So that's huge for Freo to have four quarters where they just keep going, and then get the win away like
that.
So
the difference this year is their defence has been really good. Mm-hmm. They struggled last year trying to change their game plan to be a lot more attacking. And whatever they've done this year in the off-season, and Justin Longmuir spoke about it in this press conference, how even when they lost the ball, Adelaide were forced to go wide and had to have shots from near the boundary. And we saw Darcy Fogarty and these kind of guys were kicking balls from the boundary. But they're probably their biggest difference this year besides the game style has been the form of their captain. So Alex Pearce last night was incredible on Walker.
Yeah, best on
best
ground.
Best on ground. He was moving like he was 18. And I was talking to a couple of people after the game and they mentioned that last year Alex Pearce couldn't train. He struggled to get up for game day. And the fact that he is fit and firing down there, he was superb. Luke Ryan playing as a second defender was really good. Jordan Clark off half back.
Was excellent.
I just think their whole defense and their team defense through the middle of the ground has changed this year.
Well, that's,
and they were really good.
That's been Justin Longmuir's go. So when he was at Collingwood and they made that grand final, which they lost to West Coast, he was their defensive coach and he was credited with revolutionizing their back line. And they had an undermanned back line, but it performed beautifully. And then he's come to Freo. He's put the same stamp on them. And then, as you said, last year, it kind of got a bit weird. They've gone back to what they're good at. And that's all you can ask for. Now, they've got a really tough couple of weeks coming up. They got Port Adelaide and Carlton, both in Adelaide. So they'll stay there for 8 days for gather round and then another game. So that's, if they can split those, I would have thought.
Yeah,
if you can win one of them,
yep.
You come back here and your next game is a derby. And the way the Eagles are going, you'd absolutely think they'd go in heavy favourites for that game. So they've got a real chance to set up their season to be on a real track for finals, not just maybe. Like, if you're coming out of it 5-1, and don't want to put the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse. Which one is it? The cart would be before the horse.
Don't ask me.
You would definitely say that wrong. Yes, you're right. They have a real chance to set themselves up.
I'm looking forward to Carlton and Freo.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that.
I wish it was
here. I feel
here.
Like both those teams, you know, there's history now to be really competitive this season. It's going to be a good game.
That's Saturday afternoon, Adelaide Oval, 1:20 our time next week.
What do the Italian familiar do when it's Carlton?
Well, that's it. Yeah. All the ones here are all in on Freo. It's actually quite funny bringing Luke. Well, has been quite funny bringing Luke to family events over the years when West Coast worked quite successful because it was always like this little bit pissed off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and now it's like when Luke walks in, they walk in with their chests out.
Yeah, they're ready to go. And Caleb Strong and Andy Brayshaw weren't outstanding last night too. Nat Fyfe was great in the midfield, they're going in the right direction. And the unicorn, as Ryan thinks he's labelled him or
dubbed him.
He'll be on at 8:30 this morning. Luke Jackson. The only place you'll hear him is right here on Triple M. Coming up, some breaking news in the AFL drug scene. We'll talk about that next. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle on a Saturday morning in Perth. Hey, 26 degrees today, a bit cloudy, a bit overcast. The Dockers last night were far too good for Adelaide. Big suite of games this weekend. West Coast taking on the Western Bulldogs on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, though, during the week, we saw a breaking story come out of Melbourne involving the AFL drug policy and the Melbourne Football Club. Where are we at right now, Rhino?
Look, we're probably in the same place we were 3 days ago in that no one quite knows how to feel about this. And I've done the same. I've sort of flip-flopped all week going, I'm outraged. Actually, I don't care at all. Actually, I'm outraged again. And I think I've landed somewhere in the middle. So for those who haven't been paying attention to it, and you can get lost in this sort of stuff because it's a pretty complicated topic. Federal MP Andrew Wilkie was in Parliament earlier this week and he had this to say.
If there are drugs in their system, the player is often asked to fake an injury. They're advised to lie about their condition. While the results of the off-the-book tests are kept secret and never shared with Sports Integrity Australia or WADA. This isn't just a Melbourne problem. It's an AFL problem. With multiple players coming to Melbourne from other teams with pre-existing cocaine dependencies, more than suggesting that drug testing workarounds are in fact commonplace elsewhere in the AFL.
So the AFL operates under two different drug policies. There's one that is run by Sports Integrity Australia, which is the official one, game day testing. They test for performance enhancing. They also test for the illicit stuff. But then you've got the AFL's own voluntary, which is from the player's perspective.
It's so the voluntary. Players agreed to this
they
one,
They agreed
right?
to do that under the clause of anonymity. So the information is not to get out after a first strike. So they operate their own one. Now, what Wilkie is saying there is that players would go to club doctors and say, hey, I might have had a little dabble here. They do the test. Yep, you've had a bit of a dabble. Don't play this Saturday because if you do, you might get tested by the other mob and then you could miss 4 years. That could end your career.
Okay, so the club doctor gives them, let's go get your test. Yep. Now, does that stay between the player and the club doctor?
Yes, it does. So no one finds out, not the coach, not anybody else in the club.
So that's the supposed player to be what goes happens anyway. And so essentially the player goes and says to the coach, I'm really sore, I don't think I can play.
Yeah, so then the doctor would then say, if you've got any injuries, and most footballers, as you know, have something, right? They've got a sore back, they've got a sore shoulder. It might not be keeping them out, but they've usually got an ailment of some kind. So then it's like, yeah, that calf's playing up, he's going to miss that game. So.
And when that comes from the doctor, then the coach has to respect it, right? It can't just be a player saying, oh, I've got a slight niggle. He can't say, no, I think you should play.
So when Richard Wilkins, what's his name? Andrew
Wilkie. Richard Wilkins is the entertainment reporter for Channel 9, I believe.
Oh, he's quite well informed.
On the red carpet.
Yeah, he's involved in this somehow.
When Andrew Wilkie says they are told, who is he? Where's he got his information from?
Well, so
who's blowing the whistle?
Former doctor.
In Parliament, he was talking about a former Melbourne doctor who's no longer at the club, who has signed a statement and confirming a lot of this stuff from his end. So it's not from no one. Now, the question is, what is the alternative? Because I think people are taking issue with the lies. Okay, well, hold on a minute. He doesn't have a calf injury. How dare they lie to me? I pay my membership or you're a sponsor or you're a broadcaster and you're paying billions of dollars. Where is the truth in this? There's no real alternative there because you can't say, hey, Johnny Bloggs is missing because he's done some drugs on a Thursday night and he's still in his system. You can't say that because of the privacy for the player. And also, it's a bad look for the AFL. You're just not going to do that. I've wrestled with this all week, and I think the only way to really handle this is to increase the penalties for that first strike. So if a player gets a first strike, typically, nothing really happens. They get a small fine. They don't miss any games. And they said no one finds out about it. They go into a system called the medical model, and they're basically protected from there. I would say you need to remove that, and you need to have some form of punishment. There needs to be a deterrent. There needs to be a consequence. And can I add, this is only a very small portion of AFL players. This is not, and I'm not even calling them bad eggs. There's a few players who are going through some stuff or dabbling, or some of them, taking the PISS.
But why is this an AFL-wide problem? It's only Melbourne Football Club that's been spoken about.
Well, as was said by Mr. Wilkie there, he said there's players that are coming from other clubs that already have a cocaine issue.
I think it's more about, from my point of view, is that the current policy allows this to happen. So, for example, you could have a player go to a doctor 15 times in the season, right, and say, I might be close to it. Like, is the current policy helping players who legitimately have a problem with addiction or that, which is a major problem in society, is this set up to help them in the best possible way? while also providing a deterrent, because the AFL doesn't want to be seen as having a drug problem or these players are, and you would know, like with Luke, that they are role models, whether they like it or not, for young people.
Every single one of Luke's injuries was legitimate.
We believe that.
I can tell you right now, he watches, he plays PlayStation and watches movies.
In society, right? So they have to be seen to be doing the right thing. And we want these young men to be seen to be doing the right thing. But they also have to have something there to help people who genuinely need to be helped. And that's where this grey area sits. That's right?
It's really tricky. Big, giant grey elephant. So if you were a cynic, you would say the AFL is doing this to protect their own brand and to give the players an out. If you were not a cynic, you might say this absolutely has to happen because the players need the support. And I agree with both of those things.
Yeah, it's
hard, that's why it's been a really difficult topic to wrestle with. And that's why I landed on the there needs to be more consequences. They cannot just walk away with a little conversation and a little bit of counselling. There needs to be something that stops these guys from going back to the well constantly. And as I said, very small portion. There are a lot of players who are doing the right thing. That's the other negative here. The players who are doing the right thing are now looped in together because anytime anyone gets managed, anytime there's a general soreness, anytime there's a laid out.
There's people scratching their heads.
There are people going, and 99% of the time, it's not going to be the case. Mm. But people will now think you tell one little white lie and then everything becomes a lie.
Yeah, there's a bit of a, it's tarnished.
It's a messy situation.
Do we expect the policy to change?
I think so, yes. Yeah. They're already reviewing it. I don't know how it's going to change. I don't think there'll be any sort of public notification of anybody test positive still, but I think there needs to be a better system in place to get these situations so that there is a deterrent, a stronger deterrent for these players while also protecting their identities.
Very serious in the weekend huddle this morning.
Jeez. Can you do another song?
I was about to say, can you get a guitar out again?
Can you do one on the drug stuff? How long you got?
Was it the day that this all broke that Melbourne announced that someone was out with
Clayton
an
Oliver had his finger injury and everyone went,
All right, let's move on.
To be clear, is a finger injury, apparently.
Why did she pause,
I don't
Tom?
Know.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
92.9 Triple M, your Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning here in Perth. We are up and about after the Dockers got the win last night. They are flying 3-0 and their superstar, Luke Jackson, on the show at 8:30. This morning, Rhino.
Now, Tommy and Danny, we've been doing this show for a little while now. This is our second year.
Yeah.
Geez, you lose track of time when you're having so much fun.
I know,
But when we started this, we all came into this from different walks of life. You know, Tommy, the king of radio, doing everything possible here to run Triple M. We got Danny doing her thing, which is all over the shop. She's singing songs. She's hosting gigs. She's a wag.
Danny Higgins.
It's the whole thing, right? And then my background clearly in news and in what I do, the biggest currency.
News and social basketball.
Yes, we'll get to that. But the currency is breaking stories, right? That's how you really become something. That's how you separate yourself from the pack.
And you are constantly fishing for stories, aren't you, Ryan?
Well, you just keep your ears open and your eyes open and you listen. That's all you got to do, listen, and then it comes to you. Now, when you guys came to this team, to the Weekend Huddle team, you were like tiny little caterpillars.
Here we go.
Tiny little caterpillars eating little leaves. And I was here nurturing, watching.
Is there
do you know what's funny about this?
Waiting for you to develop.
He'd never really, he was a bit green to a radio studio. Do you remember? He was like Ron Burgundy when he had to do his live read, which are live ads. He was like Ron Burgundy.
Is there a more slap yourself on the back kind of industry than sports journalists? You're like, look at us.
We've got off track here. This is about you two. Now, your little caterpillars, and then you've gone into your little cocoon, you're gestating, you're ready to just emerge. And you've emerged finally.
He's written notes,
in the last couple of weeks, you've emerged these little news-breaking butterflies because here on the Weekend Huddle, it started off 2 weeks ago with a big, big entertainment story. Danny Shuey, this is what she had to say.
I might have the scoop that he's playing in Perth. I'm going to say it on March 30.
March, another date.
March 30.
March
30.
So if you're on,
okay.
So Richard Wilkins. No, that's Fred again. That's who I was
Fred
talking
again.
About.
So this guy, I only learned who Fred again was 2 weeks ago. You guys told me that he just appears, right? Mm. He doesn't plan concerts out. He doesn't say, I want to be at Optus Stadium in 12 months.
No.
He's just like, by the way, I'm in Perth this weekend. 30,000 people turn up. Now you got the heads up.
I got the scoop.
And not just the heads up, you got the date.
Yeah, bang on.
That is quality news breaking. Yeah. Danny Shuey, well done. You are a butterfly. Officially a butterfly.
Thank
now,
you.
You're not the only one because on the same day, our very own Tommy Atkinson, UFC Nuff. Absolute UFC Nuff goes with the big gear. Tommy, remind us what you had to say.
I said UFC 305 will be August 18 in Perth.
Ooh.
And announced yesterday.
August 18 in Perth.
The button?
Yeah, but
butterfly.
This is real kind
of butterfly. Can I just quickly real question you material. For a second? Can I just quickly question you? Did Ryan not say that out in the airlock, in the producer's airlock before we went on air? Did
what
Ryan not bring the UFC news to you?
No.
And you said, can
please.
I say it?
I think it was more.
Ryan, please let me say it. Please let me be the one to say it.
Look, so much so, I've got some more.
I'm pretty sure I gave you the date for old mate Fred again, too.
Oh, bullshit, mate. You didn't even know who he was.
Look.
You're still wearing your Blink-182 band shirt from 1999. You don't know who Fred is.
I got some more info for you, too.
Fred, what now?
So I got another text.
Oh no.
The predicted fight. This is only for the UFC fans. Izzy and Duplessis. There you go.
There you go. More breaking news from the butterfly. So we've got butterflies everywhere.
So who do they think the fight will be?
Explain the UFC fight card. When does that get announced if they're here in August?
Probably out of my depth here. But,
come on.
Probably about
butterfly?
6 weeks maybe out. So Dana White, the boss, will come out and put it on social media and say. So we saw during the week that Whittaker, who's an Aussie, they thought would fight in Perth, was announced as fighting in Dubai a couple of UFCs beforehand.
Can you imagine if a kid from Dublin with more than a dream came
Connor.
Over and fought? I'd be there.
I'd go ringside. I'd go to that.
Anyway, I've been to a lot of sporting events. Wasn't a massive UFC fan. Went to the one in Perth. Would now be in my top five.
Well, someone told me, Danny, that old mate Tom here had the VIP lanyard around the neck and he was in everything. He was backstage.
Just,
he was pretty much in the ring at one point.
He just applies for a media pass to every event.
And then he used and abused that pass.
I haven't learned how to break stories from either of you. But I have learned how to rort the system.
Well, he was at the airport yesterday getting West Coast signatures as I flew out to sell
that
on eBay.
Would be
gear
Tommy.
To sell on eBay.
That would be
well,
Tommy.
Danny did say to me, if you can get anything out of your job, take it.
Oh, the beautiful butterflies.
Tasmanian Jack Jumpers and Melbourne United goes to game 5 tomorrow, but we've got basketball news next.
92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Ryan Daniels, Danny Dolly Parton Shuey, and myself, Tom Atkinson. I was just outside of the news booth.
Oh, yeah.
Carbo.
Damien Carbo,
Ooh, up and about. Big Dockers, man.
Oh, isn't he?
He took the family last night.
Look at him, he's swinging his arms through the office.
Yes, look at him.
If you hear the news this morning, he'll almost sing it. Yeah, he'll sing the news this morning. He's so excited.
He said to me, book the tickets.
Book the
That's
bus.
How excited
Get
he
the bus
Get
ready.
The bus. Let's go.
I'll do the Nullarbor with you, Carbo. I'll get on the bandwagon.
I must say that he got himself some free tickets. I want to pay for them next time.
As
Carbo.
You just said, Jesus. You know, you get a ticket for free. What are you paying for?
If you follow the NBL, you would be absolutely pumped for tomorrow's game. It's gone to game 5 for the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers and Melbourne United. And geez, I'm on the Jack Jumpers bandwagon.
Aren't we all? I think we're all
just
on the Jack Jumpers.
How many years have they been in the league now? Three?
Maybe three or four.
Three
not
or
long.
Four.
Nah.
You're not.
Been too soon, mate.
Of course you're not, because you know why he's not? He's into more like, you know, Melbourne United have got a few big names.
Yes.
So he's a bit, you know, Della. And,
no,
you know,
he doesn't root for the underdog like most people. Tommy
roots
for the overdog.
So their coach, Scott Roth, ex-Wildcats assistant, said during the week, I always thought the Wildcats had the best fans, but now clearly Tasmania has the best basketball fans out there.
And isn't it a little bit of insight into what the Tassie Devils AFL team's going to be like? The Jack Jumpers fans.
Yeah, a little bit.
They're all going to jump across. You watch. Yeah.
Defend
the
island.
Them, and
I love that.
Them, their brothers, their cousins, their sisters, all of them just in the one family.
Listen, while we're on the topic of NBL finals, though, Tommy, there was a big final in Perth this week. A lot of people might have missed it because it's not as publicised as the NBL, but You may remember on this very show, Rhino telling us about his social basketball experience.
Oh, yeah.
A few young people out on the court calling him Old Balls, but tell us what happened to Old Balls this week, Rhino.
Well, look, so just some context. You know, going back a couple of years, we're getting older, our team. Most of us are in our 40s.
Who do you play for?
We're called the Suns. We've been playing together for 25 years. It's
for
a
who?
Bunch of
What's
mates.
It called?
The Suns. We're the Suns.
Where can we
the
catch
Suns.
Your games? What night of the week?
You can go down to Lakeside. We'll have a look.
10 p.m. Lakeside, June.
Yeah,
what
usually about 10. It's Lakeside Murdoch. Thank you very much. But there was a couple of younger teams that were getting into us a bit. And in one particular altercation, one of these young punks called me Old Balls. And it was quite a moment for me. Realised that, yes, I am
accurate.
Old Balls.
As I unstuck my balls from those shiny court.
But shall I say, Old Balls.
Well, here we go.
Old Grey Balls.
Well, that's,
this week.
It's not a great gray, visual.
Did you have to include a colour? Is it not blue? Is this grey?
It's implied, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
apologies to everybody
old.
Eating their breakfast this morning.
Thursday night, grand final showdown. Who turns up but Old Balls?
Yeah.
Dominates. 16 points, probably 15 assists.
And MVP. We hear about it too.
MVP.
Set the trophy message to the WhatsApp group. 10 o'clock
that?
At night. Wow. Check this out.
I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware because sometimes I think you don't understand the prowess.
Oh.
Wait, we should get Carbo in here. I used to play against Carbo.
So can I just
leave
ask,
the news with it?
That, so you won the grand final. Like, that was the final.
That was the final.
How many years have you been a team?
20-something.
You've been a team for 20 years.
22, 23 years.
So that was your first win?
No, we've won like 12, 13, 14, we're countless.
Really? Maybe it's time to go up a division, mate. Well, we can't just keep taking out
the
D-grade.
The asterisk on Thursdays was that's our first second division win. We used to win in first division. Now we're old. We go down to second
down.
Division.
So congratulations. And what are the plans for Mad Monday? Do you get the day off the newsroom? Or?
No, fortunately not. Mad Monday plans is you get up at 6 a.m. to look after the kids and make breakfast and go about your business.
Treat yourself to a nice homemade Nespresso coffee. Yeah. Good on you, Rhino.
Well, thank you.
Keep up the good work, mate.
I'm just going to keep those old balls swinging.
Luke Jackson at 8:30, Triple M. No, that's not Tracy Chapman. It's Luke Combs? Combs?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for helping me out.
It's one of those two. It's definitely one of those two.
92.9 at Triple M, your weekend huddle on a Saturday morning. Ryan, Danny and Tom. Hey, after us, the Saturday Rub team up and about. Special Easter Saturday Rub today. And then tomorrow, of course, West Coast taking on the Western Bulldogs live right here on Triple M. And don't forget Luke Jackson, 8:30 this morning.
The unicorn.
Nothing irritates me more, boys, than when I hear or see this. So whenever West Coast lose a game,
yep,
and the West Coast, Danny, whenever the West Coast social media team post a photo after that game, let's just say it's the boys cuddling their kids in the rooms.
Sure.
The comments by people that follow the page, so you would suggest that they're supporters,
yeah,
say things like, leave the hugging to when you get home, you know? So it's as if to say,
right, you don't deserve to hug because
you lost. You lost by 50 points.
Don't smile. Don't have any joy.
Don't show us that you're having fun because you don't deserve to have
fun. Winners get cuddles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Don't mind it.
No.
Tommy's one of the commenters.
See, yeah. He has all these burner accounts.
TA724.
TA724.
It's Tommy.
Should we just hang him up, mate? You're done. You were that bloke. You're on my hit list. So nothing irritates me more. Now, this article came out today, and I'm pissed off that he's come for one of our WA boys. So Daniel Ricciardo, all right, hasn't really had a great start. So I think it was three races that he's sort of failed to take off on now. A former Formula One driver, Christian Albers. Do you know who Christian Albers is?
Never heard of him. No.
Right, exactly. He's decided to come at Dan and say this. He said this on a podcast. Now, and we couldn't get the audio because he was speaking Dutch.
Yeah, and no one listens to it anyway.
Do you speak Dutch or is it Danish?
Not that I know of.
You speak Danish.
Yeah.
Do you speak Danish? No.
Yeah, it's Danish.
It's Danish.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get the audio. No one would understand what he was saying. He said, what irritates me... So obviously, Dan Ricciardo's always seen with that beautiful beaming smile
the
group. So Albers has said, what irritates me a little bit is that he keeps laughing and doing activities around driving. Just focus on the racing. Only then can you start being funny again. As a driver, you want to go into hiding until you have beaten the rest, and then you can show yourself again.
Into hiding?
Hiding?
What does he want, Dan Ricciardo?
What's this bloke's name?
Christian Albers.
Yeah, well, Cristiano Ronaldo wannabe. he does not understand how sport works.
Brand.
Dan is Brand. He's out there promoting himself, yes. promoting the sport. He's probably talking because he was just in Melbourne and Dan was everywhere, right? Because he's the Aussie or one of the two Aussies. So he's at every, he's at the zoo. He's at this. He's at that.
He's the star of that.
He's the star.
Drive to Survive.
Correct.
They want him back.
But do you guys like get what he's saying in a sense that if someone isn't doing well in their field, but so the other week when the Collingwood players had lost, what were they lost 2-0? They were 2-0 at the time. 2-2 at the time. And then they went to that Glamour on the Grid event. The
nice and you ball. Got into it.
I was Christian Albers. Oh, I said, you shouldn't be. So then I think there are times, I was like, you shouldn't be going out the night before a game. This is why you're lost. Yeah.
Captain Hypocrite over here.
But do you?
Write a song about that.
There's room for it. But I think in this situation, Dan Ricciardo, so, he smiles worth a million
Tommy,
bucks.
I think what we need to do here is we need to crown Danny as the new chief of when you can be happy and celebrate. So from now on, every athlete, I want you to contact Danny and say, can I go to this event? Can I smile?
Can I take a picture with my family?
Can I take a picture with my family? Am I allowed any joy? And Danny will give you the tick or the cross, and you go from there.
Yeah. Righto, guys. I just wanted to share a story with you.
Just when she sifts through all those brand deals she's been offered. Did you see during the week?
Yeah. What's she got?
I'll give it a shout out. Oz 10 on
the socials.
10 man tent, the
Oz
10.
30 cash,
second pop up.
Little cash switch there for you.
Give us a follow at Danielle Leo and you'll see all the content through.
Wow.
92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
All right, big second hour of the Weekend Huddle coming your way. If you missed the first hour, you can grab the podcast on the Listener app. You can hear Danny strum out a tune on the guitar, which is actually pretty good, I thought.
Well, I might actually treat the listeners to something else a little later if they're willing. 1-3-3-5-3 if you give me your name, your suburb, and I'll make a song.
It's already on Spotify. I've heard it's trending.
Well, I heard it's actually, there's a chance that she might be called on stage to join this guy.
How excited are Perth people for Fred again? I don't even know if Triple M listeners know who Fred
yes,
again
they do,
is.
Mate. They're not old. Just hold my hand up and
say, I had no idea who he was
well,
2 weeks ago.
A little Google, and he's, what did you call him? He's like the equivalent of Fat Boy Slim.
Yeah, Fat Boy Slim of the modern era, but doesn't just play CDs.
Mm. Okay. He's playing in Perth tonight. If supported you're lucky enough to get Danny a ticket, Shuey. Get home safely, enjoy your night.
Did you see our man Baz on socials?
No.
Yeah, you're welcome, Fred, again. I put it on for you, the show down there.
It was good.
Yeah, no, it was good from Baz. He thanked the city of Perth for it again.
Yeah.
And Baz was like, no worries, mate.
Beautiful.
I'll let you go. Anyway, if you're around Langley Park tonight, 30,000, it'll be going off. Bangers.
There's actually a little bit going on down there. School holidays, Easter long weekend. Elizabeth Key have Easter market on.
Yes.
So it's going to all be happening down that way. So get in early, find your spot to
and
park.
And of course, we couldn't put the show on today without our friends at RAC. And they're calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know that when driving at 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? So Easter weekend, make sure you're slowing down. Double demerits. Take care on the roads out there. The Dockers got the job done last night. West Coast take on the Western Bulldogs tomorrow. We'll get stuck into that next. Work out who's going to win and why. And don't forget, Luke Jackson, the Unicorn, live right here at 8:30. 92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M, your Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Hey, not too far away. Luke Jackson.
And what's going to be...
Unicorn.
Well, this is... Well, I'm looking forward to this chat with Luke. Not only did Freo get a huge win last night, but... Ryan, say what you just said to us off air.
Well, I just went back and I found in the archives of my columns for the West when I dubbed Luke Jackson the Unicorn.
Mate, you're not claiming it's your nickname.
I'm claiming that I gave Luke Jackson the nickname the Unicorn.
But the problem is Luke Jackson doesn't overly like
he
being called
like
the
it,
Unicorn.
This
is so awkward.
You should have said to Tommy, though, you don't get to choose your nickname. We had a mate in school. His name was Tim, but we called him Nugget. That's because he dropped a poop out of his pants once. Right? You don't get
Mate,
to choose.
And Tim is still scarred. Every time he sees you on the news, Tim's thinking, that arsehole.
Old Nuggy.
And his mum's like, hey, Nugget. Sunday, West Coast take on the Western Bulldogs. They're playing
Easter Sunday clash.
Away from home. They've made a couple of changes. So Harry Barnett goes out after just one game. They're bringing in Jack Williams.
Yes.
Let's see how they will go against the Bulldogs, who aren't going that well themselves.
No, and one of the probably the few positive moments for the West Coast Eagles last year was Marvel Stadium, Western Bulldogs. Yep. The Bulldogs had a lot to play for at the time. They were trying to make the finals, and that loss basically ended their season. It was huge, and it was one of those little green shoot moments that West Coast had when they're like, hey, maybe there's something here.
Was that the we stood up for Simo game?
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of heat on Simo that week, and then they came out and they played with an incredible amount of energy, an incredible amount of effort, and they played really, really well. So they're going to be up against it. We've said this before the last couple of weeks. They're going to go into every single game this year pretty much as underdogs, heavy underdogs. It's going to be a really tough season. But what they have done so far is they haven't embarrassed themselves at all. They've had two games against, I would say, contenders, Port Adelaide and GWS.
Yeah.
And the margins have been 50 and 65, which you might say that's huge. But if you've watched the games, there's been patches where they've held their own and they haven't been just completely blown out. So hopefully they can do that again. They can take little steps forward. That's what you're looking for. And then maybe, just maybe, you never know, one of these games they're going to pinch at some point. So it is worth investing your time, I think.
Yeah, as someone who's watched every West Coast Eagles game for a long time, and it's probably harsher on them than any footy club, I think last week there was more things to like in that loss than I've seen for a long time. Mm. So their ball movement from halfback, which they've struggled with, and they've been trying to change it to more of a chaos ball, especially in that first half, I think there was more positive signs in that just broke down with an errant handball or something in the middle than we've seen in a long time. That was really, really encouraging.
And Simo's been saying that. So they've been working on the contest and how they want to move the footy, but he said the issue is going to be skill execution.
Yeah, and
the things that are next, because they're a young side, so you can't get everything right at once, but if they can work on a few things, and then once you get that, you go to the next thing.
And my thing is they just have to keep playing these guys. So I was having a chat with a mate about Campbell Chesser. So Campbell Chesser, he got about 16 touches last week, made quite a few errors and stuff, but you forget he hasn't played any football in four years, right? He didn't play his 18s, missed the whole first year, played a few games last year. He just needs to play. And you'll find out at round 12 or round 16, does he have what it takes to take it to the next level? But it's unfair to say he can't do it when we haven't seen him play enough games in a row. And that's what I hope happens this year, that we say, Jack Williams, you're into the side. You're playing for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's give him a crack, see what he can do, give him some confidence to know he won't be dropped. And I liked that Simo didn't bring back Andrew Gaff and Alex Witherden this week.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's giving these kids a bit more time to develop. And that's what you want to see as an Eagles fan. Let's see the kids. Let's see Ruben Jimby get another 25 touches.
Well, on that note, I would say if you're an Eagles fan, you've got to approach it. You know when you go to the movies?
Here we go.
And you get the ads and you get the previews, right? And I love the previews. I'm always there. I'm like, oh, geez, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Well, that's going to be good.
Yes.
Well, if you're watching the Eagles season this year, there is no movie. You're just watching previews. So you're sitting there going, oh, well, I'm going to watch that in a couple of years or in a couple of months or whatever.
There'll be a movie one day, boys.
Well, that's the thing. There will be a movie, right now there's no movie. You're just sitting in there watching previews for a couple of hours, and that's what it is. And you've got to approach it in that way. A glimpse into the future. It's okay to be frustrated too. You want to turn your TV off. I get it. But you're going to have to be really patient.
And you talk about your man, the unicorn. Guess who's playing tomorrow? Not the sub. Ryan Marrick.
Have we got time?
We're not doing this.
We don't have time, just say that this is borderline on grooming.
Well, so
what, from him or me?
From you.
So, just a quick update.
And I have to warn him about it.
I know we don't have too long. But after, Tommy's obsessed with Ryan Marrick, right? Yeah, to catch everybody up really quickly. Now, we had him on last week.
Well, you keep saying he can't play.
I definitely didn't say that. Now, Tommy is in love with Ryan Marrick. And then we got him on the show. And then immediately after, Ryan Marrick followed you on LinkedIn or Instagram.
Don't bring his personal stuff into this show.
And then he's liking Tommy's tweets. They're texting each other.
Leave him alone.
It's getting weird.
Yeah, no,
you can have a go at me all you like, but you leave what he does.
I'd be worried if I was Vinca. That's all I'm saying. Mm. I feel like you're in love with him more than you are with Vinca.
She's keen.
Oh, God, no.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. If you would like to play our Beat the Huddle, You can take on old Margaret Pomerantz or David Strassman over here with his movie reviews, or you can take on Danny slash Dolly Parton Shuey. If you missed it earlier, she played the guitar.
Yeah.
So 1-3-3-5-3 best of five quiz. You can take one of them down. Pick who you'd like to take on.
Well, just in time for the school holidays. It's a Ghostbusters
if you want to win, you should probably take on Danny.
Which,
she has
if you've seen the trailer,
years.
You'll shit yourself. So don't show your 5-year old. My kid won't sleep.
So up for grabs today: family pass to Ghostbusters. Frozen Empire is in cinemas right now. Like Danny said. 1-3-3-5-3 If you'd like to play Beat the Huddle, take on Ryan, take on Danny, knock them off, win the pass. It's as easy as that. And we'll do it straight after Powderfinger, and not too far away, the unicorn himself. Luke Jackson will be here. Docker supporters are up and about. They are 3-0, and they are absolutely flying. These days, Powderfinger. Oh, you guys are giving me nothing. I'm looking at you to help me out to get you to this, the end of this song.
Just, you're doing your thing, Tommy. You're waxing.
92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M. Your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Top of 26 today for your Easter Saturday. Danny very kindly bought us in an Easter egg today.
She did.
Yeah, not nice to also have something in return, but apparently everyone forgot.
And led with, here's your egg. Where's mine?
If I give the same one back to you, does that count?
What's that?
Well, if I give it back to you.
No, you cannot do that. There's a word for that and you're not doing it.
Luke Jackson, not far away, 8:30 this morning. The Fremantle superstar will join us live right here on the huddle. But right now, let's do this.
Oh, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the huddle.
Big moment.
All right, Beat the Huddle, our best of five quiz. We do it each and every week. Your chance to take on Ryan or Danny in a best of five quiz. And we have on the line a man who's very keen to take home the Ghostbusters prize, Stu from Darling Downs. Good morning, Stu.
Hey, Stu. Stewie.
G'day, how are you?
Oh, Stu, the question actually is, how are you? You're a Crows man.
Yeah, I'm a bit flat today. It was the best four goals 10 you'll ever see, though, really, wasn't it?
It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty from anyone's angle.
Awful game of footy, but hold out hope, Stewie. You never know. You might be able to bounce back. You've re-signed your coach, so good luck. Anyway,
that's what we needed, didn't it?
Who do you want to take on, Ryan or Danny today, Stu?
Well, I said before, I'd take on Danny because he's a bit of fun. But...
Smart move, Stu. Now, your reception's a bit shaky there, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on most of these. Yell out your name, Stewie, or just go Stu because it's shorter. Yeah, I reckon
Stu is your buzzer.
Stu and Danny.
I'm a bit pissed off because I reckon he thinks he can beat me, but I'm actually quite clued on this week. So.
I think a bit of fun is code.
There's a reason they call it a layup.
Win.
They call it a layup on the quiz.
Easy win.
Are you
there, Stu?
You ready, Stewie?
Yep. There you go.
Your name is your buzzer, Stu.
Sammy's gone with some good questions. Okay. Which Aussie boxer is putting his undefeated streak on the line tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, damn. I was going to say Mike Tyson, then I realised he's not Australian.
Okay, that's wrong.
I was going to say he's versus Jake Paul. Is there that big fight Tyson. Against Jake Paul? But okay. Sorry. Okay, Stu. Well,
you want to have a crack, Stu?
It'd be Tim Tzu, wouldn't it?
There we go.
Right.
Okay,
put
this
me
is
up
a good one,
the
too.
Boxing fans,
you should know the answer to this, Stewie. Name a Fremantle player who scored a goal last night.
Go on, Stu. You can name about 15 of them.
Michael Walters was a real pain
there
in the ass.
There you go. Yep. Yep. Two goals for Michael Walters. We'll take that. 2-0.
Danny, he didn't buzz in. Danny, Michael Walters.
You said the name for him. You said Stu.
You called me the answer. Okay.
Quizmaster checking the rules. I approve. I approve. It's 2-0.
This is as smooth as this quiz has ever gone.
Well, Stu's very good.
He's very good.
He's
Danny,
clearly very good.
Yeah, we've had some shocking
calls. I like this question. This is a swerve here from our friend Sammy.
I like this question.
Okay.
But Danny will be all across this.
On Thursday night. Now, Stu, have you been listening to the show this morning?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So Thursday night, Lakeside Recreation Centre, grand final, men's, all on the line. Who was named MVP?
Danny.
Oh, God.
Ryan Old Balls Danny.
There we go. Like Sammy with a shout out.
Can I just say?
Stu, Ryan put that question in there just to remind Perth that he won his freaking basketball social grand
final. You can see here. So we have five.
I can't see without my glasses on. Don't worry.
We have five questions. And at the bottom is an extra one if needed.
Yeah, well,
Ryan has inserted the extra question.
Of course he has. What's it called? What is it called when he does that? Framing.
Framing
myself in.
All right,
okay, here we go. Let's win this, Stu. It's 2-1.
Stewie 2, Danny 1.
All right. Western Bulldogs versus the West Coast Eagles tomorrow. Name another professional team with West in the name.
Danny. West Coast Fever.
West Coast Fever is correct. Oh, geez. Oh, would have accepted Western Sydney Warriors, Wanderers, Western United. A lot of teams there. Let's go.
All right.
Which tiebreaker. Eagles player won last year's John Wolfe's Ford medal? Come on, Stewie. Have a crack. Oh. Just say any player, Stewie.
Danny. Well, it couldn't have been Oscar Allen.
Danny.
Danny.
Hold on, he hasn't answered yet. Oh, he hasn't answered yet.
Give it to him first.
Plays in the midfield.
Come on,
Did you say Oscar Allen, Stu?
No, he said it couldn't have been Oscar.
Yeah, I said it can't be. It can't be
Oscar Allen.
Might have played for the Cats.
Have a crack.
In the midfield.
Time's ticking, Stu.
Silky Smooth.
What's his bloody name?
Wouldn't have been Tim Kelly. Would it have been Ryan?
Let's give it to him. Yeah. Oh, there you go, Stu.
Stewie, that's the first time I've won this quiz.
Stewie, you had her on a platter.
And do you know what, mate? You played really well against me. We're going to give you the Ghostbusters tickets anyway.
Thank you.
Because mate, I knew how much you wanted
serious?
Them. Why wouldn't I give to
them? Well, it defeats the purpose of the quiz, mate, if you ring up and just win the prize.
But I feel it's Easter long weekend. I'm feeling festive. Good on you, Stu.
Good on you, Stu.
Keeps them wanting to ring back.
He wasn't that
Tommy.
Good, mate.
He had you on toast.
Oh,
he had you on toast. You got saved by old balls.
Himself
that question
up like he's good and Stew. I mean, come on. We gave him all the hints. Former Geelong player in the midfield.
Tell you what, Oscar Allen should have bloody won it. Yeah, always, Tim deserved it. But
maybe
both
should have won it together.
Okay.
Let's move on from the West Coast Eagles. Next up, Luke Jackson from the Fremantle Football Club, the unicorn himself, joined us right here on the Weekend Huddle.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
92.9, a Triple M, your Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Fred again pumping out this morning. I just heard a sound check on the way in, actually, from Langley Park.
Jeez, you'll be there, front left, Tommy.
There is
in your Fred Again merch shirt.
There is no chance I'll be at Fred Again. I'll be in bed by 8 o'clock. One man who might be there, they got the weekend off.
Oh, yes.
After last night, the Fremantle Dockers.
Sarong's kick. A little too cute. Dawson there, wrapped up in a tackle. He hand passes straight to Emmett. Quick hand pass over to Frederick. He lost possession. Now it's with Walters. Finish it, Sun.
There's Michael Walters. He was superb last night, but he was fed beautifully by this man, the superstar ruckman himself, Luke Jackson. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Luke, it's a shame that you know the game was last night because you could have gone out with the fishing rod yesterday morning and put on some fish for the fam for Good Friday. Are you having are you having a cast this weekend? Is that fishing lingo?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good weather at the moment, but I'd much rather be playing footy and winning games in front of 50,000. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, stupid question from you, Danny.
Yeah,
well, he likes fishing. I was trying to get the lingo because it is good. Well, it is good fishing.
Well, you're on the four-wheel drive and fishing show.
Well, I know.
You've got to help him out,
Luke. I've been fishing recently. Have you ever been abalone fishing?
No, I haven't.
Jeez, you'd be good at it too because you're long. You'd
long
be able
reach.
To get down
yeah,
to
yeah.
the...
Unlike you who nearly drowned while abalone fishing, we should point out. She says she's been abalone fishing. She nearly drowned, Luke. Now, Luke, I've been harping on for a very long time.
I apologise for this, Luke.
About you're known as the unicorn, and I know you don't love it. You can, I'm not sure about that nickname. You like Dogger, and I get it. But I gave you the nickname the unicorn, and I can prove it because as I've looked back in my archives, July 23, 2022, I've written a column in the West Australian saying how Freo can land the unicorn, and that was you. Now, I've been on and on about this to the guys, and I think we've missed an opportunity, you and I, Luke. We could go into business together. I'm thinking T-shirts. Jesus, I'm thinking stubby holders. I'm thinking we get hats with little horns on them. We could sell them at Dockers games. Mate, we could make a fortune.
Yeah, I agree, mate. Maybe not the hats, but maybe some stubby holders.
Hey, we're on here. Board.
Do you like the nickname, Luke? In all honesty, do you like being called the unicorn?
Oh, I don't really mind, to be honest. Like, yeah, whatever. whatever you are happy with, I'm happy
yeah,
with.
It's hard.
Go
it's
with the
hard to throw it because Caleb Sarong said last night in post-match on Triple M, you know, we've got the unicorn up there. So if the players are calling you that, Luke, you're pretty much stuck with it. But let's get to the game. So last night, 51,000, biggest non-derby crowd. Must be awesome to run out in front of all the Freo faithful.
Yeah, definitely. It was good fun last night. And I think it was a record crowd or something I saw on the screen. So, it's always good fun playing in front of all the fans.
Luke, a lot of the talk, anytime you play well, it's almost like everybody has to then say, oh, how are him and Sean Darcy going to work together? I know you guys are really tight. He's going to be back in a couple of weeks. How is that going to work? Because you've been thriving in the ruck.
Sean will slot back in really good. And we're a better team when he's in the team, I reckon. So, hopefully he can come back in and we'll keep building that connection because we haven't played a lot together. So, hopefully we can keep building it.
Your skipper last night, Alex Pearce, was simply awesome. We mentioned it before that he was battling injury last year. How good is it to have him back to his best? He just dominated Taylor Walker.
Yeah, definitely. He's been playing really good, had a good start the season. And when he's up and going, you definitely walk taller in the field when you see Moose doing those things. So, he's going well, and hopefully we can just keep going.
You're about to head on the road, mate. So next week you'll go to Adelaide for Gather Round, yes. And you'll play Carlton on the Saturday at Adelaide Oval, and then you'll stay on and you'll play Port Adelaide again at Adelaide Oval the following week. So this, to me, sets up as a really crucial period of your season. If you can come out of that with one or two wins, you're really on your way to finals. But I want to know about that kind of road trip because that's abnormal in footy. You'll be on the road for 9 days. What is that going to be like? What is the setup going to be? Have you had those conversations yet?
Yeah, we haven't gone too deep into it just yet. But, I think we got 10 days or something over in Adelaide. So, it should be good to hang out with the team a bit more. Keep building the connection. And I think it might be in Glenelg for a little bit. So I heard Glenelg's pretty nice. So.
Yeah, the beautiful beach there in Glenelg. Do you know what? It's funny. You guys are talking more from a tactical, like, footy, nine days away. I'm thinking, how many pairs of undies do you pack? Do you get a chance to do washing? Who does your washing?
Luke, how do you go with the washing? How many undies are you going to bring?
Ryan, that's a weird question.
Well, you asked. You raised it.
I didn't ask him specifically.
I'll probably bring more budgies and undies.
Yes, good. Right, before we let you go, Luke, what's planned for the rest of the long weekend? I've actually heard that someone in the studio might have a spare double for our man, Fred, again. Are you going tonight down to Langley Park?
Yeah, I was showing my face. It was very, very not to, I reckon.
Oh, there we go. I had a feeling he was going to be there tonight.
Imagine if you're 10 rows deep and right in front of you is the big unicorn.
You'd
be filthy. You won't be able to see anything.
It'll be like what happened to Mason Cox at the Taylor Swift show. Yeah. Remember that?
Luke, enjoy yourself tonight, mate. You're playing superb. Have a great long weekend and good luck against the Blues.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Thanks for joining us, Luke.
I'll hit you up about those shirts too, Luke. I'll just flick you a text. We'll sort it out.
Yeah, keep me in the loop.
He's a good fellow, Luke Jackson, playing great football. Exciting for the Dockers fans. Let's see if they can make it 4-0 next week when they take on the Blues over in Gather Round.
He's going to be having a good night tonight, Lukey J.
Oh, isn't he? Look at Ryan. I'm just texting him. Hey, Luke, thanks for the chat. It's your weekend huddle, Triple M. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. I was questioning some of Danny's parenting skills.
I said to my daughter, she was naughty yesterday, you can't have an Easter egg because you were naughty. And then I gave it an hour and I ended up giving
her.
You got to know when to pick your battles.
When Luke's away, mate, you're battling.
She was screaming. She was
just battling.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway, it'll fix everything.
First mini Easter
Saturday rubs coming up shortly.
Pray for me.
Now, just quickly, I received a text during the week.
Yeah.
And so I have run it past you, Danny, and said, is this okay to talk on
here?
Here
we go.
And I'm going to read it word for word.
Why are you asking me, mate? I'm the most inappropriate one on the show.
So this says, big rhino spotted on a Good Friday run around Inglewood.
Still running.
I was going for a jog.
You're still running after your big marathon.
Again. Yeah, I'm ramping back up.
So this is after the social basketball win. You were out it the next day.
Yeah, put 8Ks in the day after.
Jeez. Okay.
Sleep, no one sleeps.
Lucky Cal. And Fitzboy husband.
I said, got any more details? Yes. He was wearing all black
yep.
with tights on,
not
looking very unsexy, getting his big sweat on like a lanky giraffe.
Whoa.
Well, okay, who else looks sexy while they're running? Okay, you got sweat. It's hard work out there. I'm 40.
Don't wear all black when you go for a run. That's terrible for visibility.
No, but do you know why we're all black? All my shorts are black, the running shorts, right?
Why do you wear all black?
Well, because the shirt I was wearing is my marathon shirt that says I ran a marathon. Oh. So I like to wear it and let people know.
Oh, you know? I just like God. To, yeah. Only you.
Just so people know.
Only
the last
you.
Message. When he stopped for a selfie, and I thought, oh. 92.9 Triple M. That song wasn't playing last night as the Dockers got the job done over Adelaide. 3-0 and flying.
3-0 heave-ho.
92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning.
That's pretty good.
West Coast play Bulldogs tomorrow.
Yes. They do. And today St Kilda Essendon and Port Adelaide Melbourne.
Ryan Marrick tomorrow. This is my tip, right?
Mm.
So I'm going to go conservative. 12 touches. 5 marks, 1 goal.
12 touches, 5 marks, 1 goal. Take
Won't
it down.
Won't make any errors.
All right, let's take that down, Rhino, for next week. School holidays, Easter long weekend, lots on today. It's actually the first Easter long weekend I feel that Perth put on a lot for families to enjoy.
A bit of stuff happening.
If you haven't Fred again for the family, Jurassic Park have got like
sponsored by Channel
Jurassic
7.
Theme world down at Bellswood
tickets,
Park.
Some
Thank you,
for
Ryan.
That myself. I'm sure you do
it's
too.
Open all April long and they're doing free rides all weekend. So there you go for the kids. But I thought I'd finish the show today, boys, on a joke, a family friendly joke.
30 seconds.
That you can all use for the Easter long weekend. Why should you never wrestle a dinosaur?
Something to do with teeth.
Because you'll get your ass kicked. I got the dad joke. I got the dad joke.
I liked it, Tommy. I liked it.
Happy
I hate
Easter.
To say it. Between the song and the joke.
Enjoy
Danny's
your chockies. Enjoy your family today. Time. And go Eagles.
Happy Easter. Saturday, Rob. Special edition coming up next. Been the weekend huddle.
Your ass kicked.
Your ass kicked.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry-on.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.